The host is dead and the guests are suspect in Hat Rack of Death, written and directed by Andrew Jaffe.
Don't Valida and Ned give wonderful parties, Grace? Absolutely no one has a good time.
So brave, Greta. And tacky. No one does tacky better than Valida and Ned. They are the ne plus ultra of tacky. I mean, did you see that hat rack in the foyer? Oh, my dear.
Don't drink any more, Ned.
Oh, shut up, Valida. Come away from him, Valida. He doesn't listen.
Yes, dear. You go with Ted. Don't you worry about good old Ned.
Come on.
Yes, Ted. Oh, Ned.
Drop dead.
Surely a great detective such as yourself, Mr. Palms, must find parties such as this one extremely boring.
The same might be said of a couturier such as yourself, Mr. Blau.
Good Lord, Palms, how did you know that Mr. Blau was a couturier?
It's obvious, my dear Molson, for although Mr. Blau has only one arm, he's wearing two cufflinks. Only a couturier would show so obscene a regard for fashion.
Amazing, Palms.
Indeed.
Celery stick?
Please, they call him dear.
Thank you. Darling.
Not here. Come with me to the guest room.
Darling, my Anne.
My Fred, my own.
My own, my Anne.
My own, my only.
My own Anne, my only own.
Oh, my darling. But what about my husband?
Which husband is that?
My own husband, my only husband.
My own Anne's own only husband?
The same.
What about him?
I hate him. I wish he were dead.
Then I will kill him for you in an extremely violent manner, and then we can be together.
Oh, my darling.
Darling?
Yes, my own.
I could be mistaken, but isn't that your husband sitting in that chair over there with a butcher knife in his chest?
What?
I could be wrong.
Oh, this is terrible.
Then it is him. I thought I recognized him.
Oh, you mad fool. You shouldn't have done it.
Why?
I was only joking when I said I wished him dead. You shouldn't have taken me seriously.
I didn't kill him.
Didn't you just say that you would kill him for me in an extremely violent manner so that we could be together?
Merely a bit of witty romantic banter.
Besides, you'll be the prime suspect anyway, the wife's lover. You have a very strong motive.
Well, what about you, the maltreated wife? You have a stronger motive. What do you say to that?
Well, together we have a doubly strong motive, the maltreated wife and the wife's lover. What about that?
That does sound the best.
Someone's coming. What are we going to do? We mustn't be found here.
Quick, into the closet.
It's urgent that I speak with you. Come into the guest room, Ted.
Oh, Valida.
Oh, Ted, I'm worried about Ned.
That drunk.
He's not a drunk.
That lush.
No.
Pop, South, rummy.
How about any bit?
I still like lush.
I'm sure he knows about us, Ted.
Nonsense. What makes you say that?
Last night he said to me, I know about you and Ted.
You're imagining things. How could he have found out?
I don't know. I don't. Do you think Anne's husband could have told him?
That's ridiculous. Why would Anne's husband tell him about us? Especially since he was blackmailing us. It's not good business. Besides, it's dishonorable.
But you don't know Anne's husband like I do, Ted. He's the worst sort of villain in the world.
That fine old blackmailer. What are you saying, Valida?
That man is an absolute...
Swine?
No.
Rat?
No.
Cat? Bounder? Ruffian?
Whatever he is, he must be the one who told Ned about us.
If he did, Valida, I swear that I'll kill him.
Oh, I don't think that will be necessary.
Why not?
Because he's sitting over there with a knife in his chest.
Oh, you're absolutely right. How do you suppose that happened?
That's not important. They're sure to suspect you anyway.
Why's that?
He was blackmailing you.
He was blackmailing you, too.
Don't quibble. You threatened him.
When?
Just now.
Nobody heard me.
I did.
Well, you're not going to tell anybody. Valida?
Where are you?
It's Ned. What'll we do?
We've got to hide.
Quick, in the closet.
Come on out. I know you're in here. I know you two are in here. You're not fooling me. I know what you two are up to. Anne's husband told me. So come out. Come on out. Come on. Come.
Not here.
What? Oh, why did they do this to me? Valida,
Ted, my wife, my best friend. Why did I have to find out about this? Why did Anne's husband have to tell me? That swine, that rat, that cad, bounder, ruffian, he ruined my life. I was stupid and happy once. Then he changed all that. I'll kill him. If I ever see him again, I'll kill him. Oh, so there you are. Yes, I said I'd kill you, and I mean it. Oh, don't start begging. It won't help. What's that? You didn't mean it. Too late for that. Don't just sit there. Don't point at me with that knife in your chest. Don't think that. Uh-oh. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, my head. Think it was me. What'll I do? Oh, somebody's coming. Gotta hide. In the closet. Ted. Valida. Aha.
Hello, Ned.
Aha.
Close the door, please.
Aha.
Oh, shut up and come in.
Well, so far, this is the most awful.
Here's one we haven't seen yet, Grace.
Oh, my dear Greta, this is the tackiest room yet.
It certainly is, Grace.
Look at the carpet. Moleskin. Blue moleskin.
And the chintzy furniture.
Oh, tray chintzy. Tray chintzy.
I mean, look at this bureau.
Oh, my dear.
This bed. This television.
It's just like a Howard Johnson.
That terrible chair.
I wouldn't sit in that chair for the world.
And that dead body.
That's the worst of all.
I mean, look at that knife in his chest.
Obviously from a television mail order offer.
Tacky.
Tray tacky.
That man is really dead.
Oh, dear. How did throw?
What do we do? Someone's coming.
We can't be found here with this corpse. It's not done.
Quickly, into the closet.
Look at this jacket. How tacky.
What do you mean tacky, you old biddy?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I must say, Palms, this is the oddest.
In here, Molson. You are right, Palms. There is a corpse in this room. How did you know? No time for that, Molson. What do you make of it, Molson?
He has been stabbed through the chest, Palms, with a butcher knife.
And what do you make of this?
Why, it's an article of ladies' underclothing.
And what is unusual about it?
The little metal thing.
The coloring, Molson, the coloring. It's orange and metallic purple.
I say.
It is also stained with the dead man's blood.
But what does it mean, Pop?
In good time, Molson. But what else do you see?
Why, nothing.
Didn't you notice that this part of the carpet, the part from the door to the corpse to the closet, has been worn away, and quite recently, too?
What does it all mean, Pop?
It means, Molson, that... Someone is hiding in the closet.
The guests from the party!
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that the interests of justice can best be served if we all return to the party.
So here's everybody. I thought I had been deserted.
We've been investigating a murder, Mr. Blau.
A murder?
Yes. What would you know about that?
Nothing. I've been here all the time.
Exactly. Which proves that you're the murderer.
What?
What are you talking about?
When you were left here entirely alone, you didn't go to see where everyone was. Why not? Because you knew that there was a dead body up there, and you didn't want to implicate yourself.
That's very flimsy.
Ah, flimsy. That brings up another piece of evidence. This piece of ladies' lingerie. It has blood all over it. The murdered man's blood.
How tacky.
Only when it dries, madam.
So, how does that implicate me?
Observe the strange coloring and the complicated system of pulleys and buckles. No self-respecting person would wear such a garment to a party like this one.
I should say not.
However, I know through my sources in the underwear underworld that this style of lingerie will be all the rage next year. Now, only a couturier would know that, and there's only one couturier at this party.
All right! All right! I did it! I admit it!
He knew that I was stealing all my original designs from Lithuanian newcomers. He was going to expose me. Yes, I did it. I'm glad I did it. But you'll never catch me. Bob, catch him.
Ah! My God.
Oh, how horrible.
Bob, look.
Yes, Molson. He impaled himself on the hat rack in the foyer. A fitting end. It is justly written, he who lives by the hat dies by the hat rack. Come, Molson, let us walk away from this hat rack of death and into the sweet, fresh air of a purer, cleaner world.
Good idea, Tom.
Indeed. Hat Rack of Death was performed by the Zipper Productions Players.